We have to learn to start living again. You all are about to watch a video I recorded not too long after I lost my son. I was going through my YouTube videos and I noticed that there were some videos I forgot to upload. And so this is one of those videos. I pray to God this helps someone, because this video explains when I finally came to the realization that, oh my goodness, I can't contain and control life no matter how hard I try, right? We can't. It's almost like trying to hold water in your hand and keep water from spilling out. And so it was a revelation that I came to that, oh my goodness, I need to start living life and enjoying these moments. So this is a previously recorded video. I'm so glad God led us to find in it, and I pray that it encourages you. Be encouraged. I love you all. Hello, everyone. This is Unlocking Greatness Podcast with Zenja Glass. This is going to be one of the shortest podcasts probably that I've done. And as you can see, for those who are watching the podcast, I just have on an old shirt or whatever. I wasn't even planning on recording anything today. But I thought and I prayed, God, if there's anything that you can squeeze out of me, any juice at all, in anything at all, just give it to me to give to your people. I want to talk today briefly about, I think I'm going to call this podcast, I don't know, maybe teach me how to live or learning to live, maybe learning to live, learning to live. That's probably the best topic to give it. I've been reading some amazing books lately, and one of the biggest revelations that I feel like that I'm experiencing right now, and you guys know everything I learn, I just bring it right to you, is many of us are just not living. We get so confined in these boxes or in these spaces. And anything that happens outside of what this little world that we've set up, you know, we get stressed or we get worried about it because things are not happening as we think they should be happening. And one of the revelations that I'm beginning to see and experience is this is life. There's going to be things that's just going to happen in life that we like or we don't like. It's just going to happen. And we have to train ourselves to be able to stand back and watch it and observe it, if that makes any sense at all. And I'm not getting weird on you, but this is just my mindset, is that all of these events and things that happen in life really are not, I don't want to categorize it as bad circumstances or problems or issues. It's just life that's happening. And it's been happening for many, many, many years. You know, I don't know how long humans have been on this earth, but let's just say millions of years. It's just life. And it seems as if, I wish I had some water. I was going to actually hold my hands like this and then, I don't know, pour water in my hands so you can see that the water going through my fingers, you know, like in between the cracks and what have you. Because I wanted to kind of demonstrate that trying to control every event in life, it's almost like trying to catch the wind or trying to maintain sand or water in our hands. Events are going to happen. One of the reasons why I've started doing more skits and things lately and rolling out some of these other episodes, and for those who simply listen to the podcast, I encourage you to come to my YouTube channel and look at some of the skits I'm producing. I think sometimes people may feel like, well, maybe she just don't have a lot to do and now she's doing skits and she's doing this and she's doing that. No. I am doing my best by the grace of God to live life to the fullest. And whatever creativity that God feeds me, whatever he puts in my spirit to do, I'm doing my best to just go with that and do that. Because I'm very much so still grieving. I want to make that really clear. And part of my grieving is I always think about my son, and I think the biggest lesson that I've learned from him passing is, and I think I've shared this before when I've said, God, please teach me how to live before I die. Does that make any sense? Teach me how to live before I die. And what I mean by that is show me how to enjoy life and how to participate in life without always being stressed or worried about, you know, balls dropping or what's going to happen. So just a little demonstration is, one of the books that I'm reading, I don't even know if it's okay for me to give some of the author names and titles if I've not gotten their permission. So I don't even know if I can, anyway, let me just talk in general about some of the books that I'm reading. I'm learning that when we respond to situations in our lives, negatively, or we start getting stressed or frustrated by things, what we're really saying is, I have an ideal of how I think life should go and how it should be. And I don't want anything to step outside of those parameters. I want to keep it all in this bubble. And the true way to live is no matter what happens in life. And I know that we always say that we know God is in control, but no matter what happens in life, we know that life is occurring, events are occurring, things are going to happen whether we are here or not. And we're able to watch those events unfold, if that makes any sense at all. Watch it unfold. And that doesn't mean we don't have pain, we don't have hurt from it, but allow whatever's going to happen is going to happen, am I right? And be at peace and give it over to God, knowing that He's in control of it all. That to me is the essence of really living life is, you know, and I know some of you all can identify where at nighttime you get stressed and worried and you're thinking about all the things going on and blah, 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 blah. I am trying my best to slow down a little bit. And in every situation, whether I'm at work or I'm talking to somebody or whatever it is, I'm trying my best to live as though, you know, if this was the last conversation I had with this person, what would I be saying to this person? You know? If I'm not trying to turn this into a morbid, you know, podcast at all. I'm just trying to make a point that I'm trying to look at things differently. You know, when the weather is not quite how I want it to be, I'm immediately thinking through, oh my goodness, I know my mom, my son, and so many others who've gone before me would love to feel what raindrops feels like or the wind, the touch of wind. And so I'm trying my best to just appreciate being in the moment. When I was driving into work, I tried my best to slow down a little bit and just look at the sky. Notice the grass. Notice the changing of the trees. I think I told you guys a long time ago when I went to some, I don't know, counselor, therapist. I don't even know what title you would give her, but that was a couple of years ago. And I don't know. I just went to her because some friend was seeing her and just said that, you know, hey, she's a good person to talk to, and she just sort of let you know if there's blind spots you're missing. And I think I talked about seeing her for a little bit. But what I loved about when I first went to her office, I'll never forget, she said to me, she said, did you notice the flowers outside before you came in? And I was like, what flowers? Like, that was the last thing on my mind. She's like, did you notice the fresh blades of grass? You know, the grass was just cut. And I was like, I couldn't even tell you if it was grass on the ground. And so I say that kind of, you know, with a smile on my face, but it's really kind of not funny because that's kind of my life was just so sucked into my world and all the things going on. So anyway, let me just kind of make this short because I just wanted to get on here to talk to you guys. Hello, everyone. Just as a reminder, Necessary is now available as a paperback as well as a digital copy. More details can be found on my website at unlockinggreatness.com. And if you're interested in going on a retreat, an entire 12 to 14 week transformational journey is an online self-paced retreat based on the book Necessary. More details are on my website for that as well. I love you all. Let's get back to the video. I'm learning to let go. I guess that's the easiest way I can summarize this. I did a podcast a long time ago called Let Go, and I received a lot of comments on that because you guys get it. I'm learning not only now to let go, but the second piece of this is just to live. I'm learning to let some things be. You know, I wish I can give an example with one of my my sons that recently happened. I can't go into all the details, but let's just say there's some things that I wanted him to do before he went to school. And it was not the major, but I wanted him to take care of himself and to, you know, tidy up and do a few things. And I did something so radically different this morning because I normally would have been like, well, you need to da-da-da, and you need to da-da-da, and look at your hair, and you need to... And I just thought to myself, you know what? Would I want that to be the last things that I'm saying to my son? If that's what was occurring? What's important? Why is it so important that he fits into this mold of what I think is acceptable? And it's because I've built this little bubble that if you step outside of this house, you better have your hair together. You better da 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 da. You see what I'm saying? It's just this bubble that we fix. I'm probably not making any sense to anybody today because you guys are probably thinking, where in the world is she coming from? I think the place that I'm coming from is I'm realizing not everything has to fit into my framework of how life should be. And when events and things happen, that does not mean that something's wrong. Sometimes I try so hard to keep everything in that bubble or in that box because this is how life is supposed to be, right? our loved ones are not supposed to die. We're not supposed to get sick, you know. Someone was not supposed to scratch my car. You know, I mean, I can go on and on. Like, it's just this bubble that I feel that I've been living in pretty much most of my life, because when something interrupts that, I've got a problem. And I'm so grateful to God for starting to show me now. Life occurs, and it's not what happens, it's my response to it. So I'm learning. I'm not saying I've arrived. I am learning, and I've really been practicing this the last couple of days, to watch the events unfold as they unfold. And to almost like, I think I told you guys a long time ago, sometimes I'll pretend, I'm weird, I know. Sometimes I'll pretend I'm sitting on a bench and God is next to me, you know, especially when I'm in my closet. Sometimes I literally sit. Well, I always sit. I sit on my floor in the closet in the dark. And I picture Jesus sitting next to me on a bench. Now, this is the truth. This is what I picture. And I literally sit there with him watching a scene that happened that brought me stress, or that I'm worried about, or I'm concerned about. And I literally sit with him and we watch it together. I know that's weird, but sometimes I just sit and I watch it with him. And I'm like, Jesus, that really hurts. Or sometimes I'll say, man, I remember when you brought me through this, when I was going through that, it didn't feel good at the time, but I'm so glad you did let that happen, and here's why. And I'm able to just have those conversations with them. Now I think what I'm tempting to do, as weird as this may sound for the few listeners that may still be listening to me today, because some of you guys are probably like, I'm done. This one, I'm not following on this one. I don't get it. But now I'm taking that conversation out of the closet, and I'm trying to take that conversation with me throughout my day. Hopefully that clarifies it a little bit. So as I go through my day, I'm taking God with me. As I go through my day, I'm looking to my right. I'm looking at Jesus, and I'm like, wow, isn't that interesting what just happened? And I'm watching it unfold. Instead of participating and getting all upset and worried and stressed, and how am I going to get this bubble back as it should be? I'm learning to let go and let some things be. And even though it may hurt me, especially when it involves seeing someone else make bad choices, or if it impacts me financially, or if it impacts my family in any way or what have you, I am learning to sit and watch it with anticipation as Jesus sits next to me and just watch it unfold. Because at the end of the day, you guys, and I really do not mean to sound so morbid, I pray to God that this encourages you and it doesn't discourage you. But if there's one thing that I've learned, is we all are going to leave this world one day, at least in the physical. None of us are going to be here forever. And I pray to God that I'm here for many more decades to come, and so are you. I really do. But at the end of the day, I'm learning that, you know, life is very short. And events are going to unfold. Things are going to happen. And I cannot live my life being, you know, turned and tossed by the waves. I've got to stand with God, but what does that actually mean? We always say that, you know, stand with God, stand firm. He'll fight your battles and he'll calm the sea. But what does that really look like on a daily basis? You know, we know the right things to say, right? We know our passage, we know our scriptures, you know, but what does that mean on a daily basis? When something happens, we freak out about it. On a daily basis for me, what that's looking like, it's only been a couple of days that I've been in this newer mindset. I feel this newer revelation God's given me. My mindset right now is I'm going to watch it unfold. I'm going to sit with God with it. And I'm not going to allow all of these little parameters that interrupt my little bubble to interrupt my spirit, what's inside of me. I'm going to watch it. And I'm going to sit there with God and I'm going to watch it. So I just want to challenge your thinking just a little bit, just a tiny bit. Consider this bubble or this box, or however you want to call it, that you've built. It never was meant to just stay like that. Events unfold in life. That's just called being alive. And I want to get to a point where no matter what is happening in my life, there's still my spirit is still standing still, and I still can have peace in my heart. I think a prime example with all of these episodes and things that I'm doing, from the skits to the healthy eating with Z, and I can't wait to talk to you guys about the reading room. I think a prime example of that is all of the things that I'm going through in life and experiencing, I'm refusing to allow those crises and those moments to be wasted. So when I'm looking at an event unfold, like I just did a skit, I think skit number four, I think it was number four, was called Compassion. I think that's what it was called. I can be experiencing a situation in life where I really want to go off on somebody, you know, somebody being rude for no reason at all. You know, someone that's just, you walk in the room and they just got a bad attitude, and then they say something smart to you and you really want to give it to them. I can experience that situation. And now what's beautiful, what's unfolding, is I'm like, ooh, how can I use that? God, how can you transform that so we can pull some gold from it, so I can turn around and use this event to give it to somebody else to help them? Does that make sense? So that's me observing the event, observing what happened. And now what can I extract from it? I know this may not make sense for most people, so I'm going to end this podcast. But anyway, what can I extract from what just happened so that it can be recycled and turned into something good that I can turn around and use it in some way, help someone else? So that's how I'm living now. Doesn't mean I don't have pains and hurts, and God knows I still grieve quite a bit over my son and everything that I'm going through. But when I tell you how God is moving in my life to take all of these I call it dark seasons or moments in my life, and he's transforming something inside of me, and he's turning around and producing fruit from it. So I want to encourage you all, re-examine your, let's call it a bubble. Re-examine your bubble. Take another look at it. And realize, we never really had control of this little bubble that we're trying to keep so in place right now. We really never had control of it. God is the one in full control. So I say we start living. That's it. This podcast should have been a lot shorter, because I could have just said start living your life. I say we start living our lives. And that don't mean you have to go off and take all these vacations. The vacation, oh, this is deep. The vacation for me is on the inside. It's this internal peace that I'm seeking, so that no matter what is going on in my life, no matter what, there's an internal peace with me, and I'm not tossed and turned by waves left and right every day. So that's what I'm seeking. I forgot what I'm going to call this podcast, but I think I said I'm going to call it Learning to Live or something like that. Teach me how to live. I'll figure it out by the time I air this. But I pray that this has encouraged you all. It's time we start living, you guys. It's time we start truly living. And not living a life of being stressed out and worried about things and always concerned about something going wrong and trying to keep that bubble, trying to keep that bubble together. Nothing needs to pop it. Nothing needs to happen to mess it up. No. That's not truly living. So I love you all. I pray that you're encouraged. I pray this message made sense. I didn't have this. Well, a lot of my messages I don't have prepared, to be quite honest, but this is where I'm at in life, and anything I'm going through, I'm bringing it to you guys. But I pray that you're encouraged to let go and let God and start enjoying your life, okay? I love you all. This is Z with Unlocking Greatness Podcast. Bye-bye. Hello, everyone. Thanks for listening. This is Z with Unlocking Greatness Podcast. Please don't forget to hit the like, subscribe, and the notification button. Love you all. Bye-bye.